Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Fresh from the campaign trail and protesting in Phoenix or something. I don't know. Well, you've been all over, right?
Yeah, I sure have.
Yeah, he's everywhere. So take that for what it's worth, which is probably not much. But we also have Jerry the Diver Guy on from the mountains of Virginia via the web. You're keeping warm, even though you're kind of snowed in or slushed in or something this weekend, right, Jerry?
We've been rained in all morning.
Rained in,
we're
okay.
We'll be snowed in tonight.
Snowed in, rained in, slushed in, you name it. And then
it's just cold.
And then Vinny Two Tanks is out there on the left coast. Actually, I saw some news this week where you have more earthquake stuff to worry about. Did you see that, Vinny? No?
Yeah, we've always had lots of earthquakes.
Yeah. Well, there's some. I saw some report. It was on the national news where some earthquake guy. It was kind of like a movie. You know, that guy who warns that the world is going to end? And he goes, I got research that shows that the San Andreas Fault, if it's going to merge with this other one, and all the world is going to end. I mean, looks slightly crazed. That was like,
is that
wow.
When California falls off?
Yeah,
earth?
Something, one of those. But Vinny will be in good shape because he's a diver. He'll have his gear ready, and when it falls off into the ocean, he'll just go for a long dive. Right, Vinny?
Yeah, I got it in the living room ready to go.
Yeah, see? He's all set. That's one of the pluses of being a certified scuba diver. All right, so we're going to talk to Vinny about some of our adventures coming up, including the Maldives. Here momentarily on the big show. But first, we have connected to the dive god. He is with us on Scuba Radio right now, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, my friend?
Greg, I'm doing fantastic, my friend. How about yourself?
I am good. So you have been monitoring the news from President Obama, who's opening up he made the restrictions to get down to Cuba even, you know, less of a hurdle now. What are you getting down there in South Florida, especially?
From all practical purposes, the embargo is like done for tourism.
Yeah.
You know, first they came up with like 12 categories that you could go down there, mm-hmm. with groups, which almost anything complied. And then they approved like 100 plus airline flights a day that's coming up by later in the year.
Oh, yeah, like Delta, JetBlue.
All those airplanes. Yeah. Now they just came up where individuals can legally go to Cuba. All they do is sign a declaration that they're going down under the People to People program or contributing to the welfare of the Cubans, which means, you know, if you have a Cuban cigar and a couple of Havana rums, you're in compliance.
Well, yeah, that's
so
a cultural exchange, I believe.
You can go to Cuba.
Yeah, that's a cultural exchange. That falls under that category, doesn't it? Sure.
there's some other pretty cool guidelines that you could go down and participate.
Yeah, there's 12 categories that are pretty broad.
Yeah.
Now, but it is kind of strange because it is very much on, it seems to be on the honor system. I mean, at least our experience was there wasn't much checking. I mean, I had less questions, or actually I had zero questions about what we did in Cuba when we came back in the United States, even less than what I would get from any other country we went to. So that was strange.
I'm global entry. I never talked to the human. I did the little kiosk thing and walked through my two boxes of Cuban cigars and two bottles of Havana rum.
Yeah.
And I didn't go through, but anybody at customs, it was like, so it's pretty lenient, to say the least.
Yeah, at least for now.
And now, right now, when you go down there, you can't use U.S. dollars. You have to convert it into CUC, which is Cuban currency.
Right.
And you get 87 cents of Canadian currency to the U.S. dollar, and they're dropping that exchange rate. That's the U.S. currency is the only one that's penalized with that.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they're going to eliminate that. So the money will be on par. You'll get a dollar worth of Cuban currency for a dollar U.S. So
yeah.
That makes it even more reasonable down there.
Yeah, more attractive, less hurdles.
Yeah.
And that's what the president's been doing, is making it easier for U.S. citizens to get down there and see what they have. Have some more U.S. influence maybe in that part of the world. Whether that holds is a big question, too, with the election in November. So if you were able to tag along with some kind of trip or fit within those categories, now would be a great time to go down there and take advantage of it. Because then, if a Republican gets in there, it's anybody's guess what happens. It may not change, may open up more.
Not only that, it's a great time to get down there before we screw it up.
Yeah, well, that was my point earlier, yeah.
And there's a McDonald's and a Burger King and a KFC.
Right.
It's so amazing right now.
Yeah, it definitely, I have a feeling we would potentially screw some of the charm the island definitely has right now. So, definitely a good time to go down and check it out and take advantage of the loosening of restrictions to travel to that part of the country. And what you saw, Neil, we only did the one dive when we were down there last time. I mean, but the potential looks pretty good, you think?
No, I think they have great diving down there. Like I say, we only did the one dive. They have, either 34 or 36 moored sites down there.
Yeah.
And like I say, my son went down a month before me, and he was very impressed with the diving and the visibility. So, I think it's going to be a hot spot for diving for sure. And I was very impressed with the equipment. Other than I didn't know how deep I was or how much air I had because I was using their equipment that was in meters and bars and all of this crap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all that European influence down there in Cuba kind of throws us a little bit.
Exactly,
if you can't make that conversion quickly.
It was Scuba Pro and Mars equipment. It was good equipment.
Were
beautiful, and 10 minutes from the dive sites or less, so it's really convenient and easy diving.
Yeah, it is a kind of a contradiction though, because they did a beautiful dive boats, and the equipment was good, the diving was good, and the resort was much nicer than I expected to encounter that we ended up visiting there, Maria Laguarda, but. The thing that was kind of throwing us is like it was 50-50 whether you'd walk into your room or any restroom in Cuba and whether or not they'd have a toilet seat.
Exactly. You'd be in a 5-star hotel and go to the bathroom and there's no toilet seat. So, I mean, strange.
Yeah.
Strange. And
I guess that's how you feel the burn, I don't know. I'm joking. I don't want to get political, but I'm just saying, my God, that's... It's kind of crazy what's going on. But I don't know. What were you saying there, Neil? What? What'd you say?
No, I'm just saying in the music scene was outrageous. I mean, every bar you go into a restaurant, they got like these acoustic groups, playing. And it's just a beautiful country. And you step off out of the airport in Havana and you're like in the biggest vintage car show in the world with all those classic 50s and 40s and 30 vehicles. They may have a Mitsubishi diesel engine in them, but they look just like a 57 Chevy Bel Air.
That's right. And you better get used to hearing the music, because the music's playing wherever you go, and they always play the same damn song. I don't know if that's something we can fix. One ton tomato, they sing that.
We need a one ton tomato.
That's all they ever sing.
One ton tomato.
Maybe we could bring iTunes to the island where the musicians would learn some other tune other than that song. Because I kind of got sick of that by the end of our 4-day trip. You hear what I'm saying there, Neil?
It was. Listen, I was hearing that in my sleep for a week after we got back from Cuba. I couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah, I still am not sure if we get the lyrics right on that.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's quite right, but it sure sounded like One Ton Tomato to me.
Yeah,
but
that was it to me.
Yeah.
Well, I know you were trying to get the translation with our Cuban guide, and he said he was not One Ton Tomato. I don't understand.
Yeah, he's like, what do you mean, One Ton Tomato? That makes no sense. And I'm like, I know. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what he's saying. What he goes,
why
no. Yeah, exactly. Well, see, that's how we would screw it up down there. You hear what I'm saying? Let me be an example they should learn from or be aware of. Beware. There you go. There. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. She doesn't hate me. She's pregnant and ready to push out a little mermaid any day. Our thoughts go out to our mermaid Tony down there in South Florida right now. But yeah, she's helping to grow the Scuba Radio pod very shortly, and we'll cover that accordingly on the big show. All right, so a couple things in the news that we want to dive into today. Now, this may be something that you have an opinion on, And maybe you don't. I don't know. But it's to me, this kind of hits a little close to home, being that we're based in Orlando, Florida. And I'm talking about SeaWorld. And if you saw the news this week, it's been kind of buried amongst all the political nonsense and all that stuff. And even Cuba being, you know, opening up and the president's visit and that kind of thing. But SeaWorld has announced that they are going to stop breeding killer whales in captivity and stop the killer whale shows. Now, I am probably in a minority on this, especially in the diving community, but I was not a big fan of that movie Blackfish. You know, and don't get me wrong, I do not like the idea of killer whales in captivity. I never have. I'm not a big fan of, you know, aquariums as far as personally going and seeing fish in captive tanks and things like that. However, I am realistic on the part that all of the folks out there listening to us right now don't have the luxury of being a certified scuba diver. And, you know, that's why we do this show, is to share our love of diving. And, you know, and I try to get across some of the cool things that are down there underwater for you to experience. And if, you know, if anything you get from listening to the show, especially if you're not a diver, is that you are invited to join a very exclusive club and see what gets us so excited every week when it comes to the world of diving, because it really is another world. It'll change your life if you give yourself the opportunity to learn how to do it properly, and you'll see things that you'll be able to share with your friends, your neighbors, your grandchildren, whatever, and it literally will change your life. It's just one of the coolest things you could do, and if you have the capability to do it physically, you really ought to take the plunge. That's what this whole show, that's why we've been doing Scuba Radio for 19 years now. Unfortunately, there are things that keep people from getting certified to dive. You know, it could be physical, could be, you know, financial means, whatever. You know, there's always some, you know, some situations where people can't do it. And that is where aquariums and things like SeaWorld and stuff like that, to me, become very valuable. They are tools to educate folks about these animals and to see them up close. And hopefully when they see them in whatever environment that is like that, you know, whether it's a zoo, whether it's an aquarium, whether it's SeaWorld, that they'll want to, you know, protect them. You know, they'll want to become aware of what we do as humans to affect their environment. And if you go to SeaWorld and you go to their shows and you're not just someone spouting off, oh, it's evil and how dare they keep these things captive. If you go and you talk to the trainers and you look behind the scenes and you actually go and see how they present the animals and stuff, you'll see there's definitely an environmental component to everything that they do. And I know this even more so because we're based in Orlando. I know some of the people that work in the parks. And we've done this for years. And I know they love the animals. Now, once again, I'm not going to sit there and I'm not taking sides on this, but I don't like the militaristic type attitude that it's evil. And, you know, congratulations that SeaWorld has been more or less shut down because of this Blackfish movie or this movement of protest that doesn't like killer whales in captivity. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, but on the other side of the coin, you know, SeaWorld made the announcement and they're basing it on what? They're basing it on cost and demand for the show. And they've decided, look, it doesn't seem like, for whatever reason, because of the movie, because of the protests, the attitude of the general public's changing and it isn't worth, you know, fighting. And, you know, we're going to just stop doing this. So now what happens? Well, they're going to have like just an aquarium type exhibit, evidently, for the killer whales. And I can tell you from the folks that I've talked to from the marine park standpoint, like the trainers and things like that, you know, the thing about the shows is that that's where the whales get their exercise and have their interaction. And, you know, when you talk to the trainers, they think that the animals really enjoy that. That is their fun activity as opposed to just swimming around the tank in a circle day in and day out as it would be in an aquarium. So I guess I throw it out there. It's like, is this good or is this bad or worse for the killer whales in that standpoint? Now, as far as breeding in captivity, they supposedly are going to stop. that as well. So eventually the whales, you know, when the last one passes away, they're done, I guess. So they're not going to, it's not going to exist anymore. So now you take that element out of it totally. So I don't know. I throw this out there just for your thoughts. And if you don't agree, I understand. Like I said, I'm not particularly a fan of it personally myself, because I'd much rather see killer whales and everything else in their wild environment. But not everybody has that luxury. Jerry, what do you say? What do you think about that? Yeah, are you with me on this, or do you think good riddance, SeaWorld shouldn't be doing this in the first place? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I agree. Mean,
it's good for the people to go down there and see, and it also helps, you know, the scuba diving part of it. I mean, it pulls people into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it gives the people that can't do it a way to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it gives them a window to what the animals
A window to
do.
A new world.
Yeah, and maybe you do, maybe, you know, TV and films and things like that are becoming more and more prevalent, and maybe it's not needed as much as it used to. I guess you could argue that element as well. But you know, they're not evil. SeaWorld is not evil, no. And the people that run the parks and all this stuff, I really hate that argument that, you know, they're just exploitative corporations, and all they care, you know, and all they care is about the bottom line. And of course they do. They got to make money. But well, I can tell you the people that work there and work with the animals really care about the animals. And
they've got more care for those animals that you have for your dog or cat,
well,
or whatever.
It's very similar in that regard when you talk to the trainers. They do look at it like, hey, that's my you know, my German Shepherd that just happens to be, you know, 5 tons and 20 feet long. Yeah, so it's slightly different, but you get the gist of it. So there you go. Take it for what it's worth.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Dutanks. We're going to try to connect with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine in just a bit. He just got back from diving in Honduras and the island of Guanaja. So if things work out well, we'll get a dive report from him momentarily on the big show. Vinny Dutanks, so I got to ask him. He's already out there on the left coast. And Vinny, the SeaWorld thing, have they been talking about that out where you are? Yeah, you're not close to San Diego, I guess, but I just wonder, being close enough, being on the left coast, is that chatter amongst your group, or what do you think? You think?
They had articles in the paper. I definitely read about it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I saw something that the SeaWorld Park in San Diego, you know, they made this announcement this week about no more, you know, they weren't going to... you know, let them procreate or whatever, or, you know, or let the whales do their thing. But it actually had already been outlawed or something in California. They passed some state ordinance that they weren't going to allow them to do that in captivity. And lo and behold, they did that this week or something. Is that what happened, Bubble Boy? You're looking.
No, I hadn't heard that. I heard that they applied to expand the facility and they refused to let them do it.
Is that what it was?
So now they're deciding. Yeah, now they're deciding, okay, we're just going to phase this out because, you know, everybody's against, you know, large whales like that being in captivity. So
yeah. Well, breeding in captivity, though, I thought that was an issue, and then they said they weren't going to do that, or that wasn't allowed in the California parks, that they had passed some ordinance, but then one of the whales got pregnant anyway. So okay, I don't know. Are you finding that, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, it shows the whale is due in September. No, December.
December. Okay, so that means it got its freak on.
That.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know if it would have got its freak on before the...
When the lights go out.
When the light... You never know. When the park getting open 24 hours.
They have a 17 and a half month gestation period.
So maybe it was before they did this, and then they realized the whale had got its freak on before they realized it and snuck one in before they shut them down.
We've got to stop these whale mills.
Okay. Maybe that's it.
What was the Schaffer rule when that happened?
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado.
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 Yes, Sharknado 4 has been announced with Tara Reid, Ian Ziering, and
Gary Busey.
Yeah,
no, Gary Busey.
Yeah,
really?
That's not me. I had some people post online like, "Hey, that's Craig the Dive Master," and I was like, "Wow, I look that bad? What are you going to do?" You know. But yeah, it wasn't me. It is Gary Busey is evidently playing Tara Reid's dad or something like that. But it's been announced. It's being, you know, they're filming here shortly, and then it'll come out in July. So Sharknado 4 is coming to Sci-Fi once again, and you've been warned. Plan accordingly.
I hope you get out again.
Well, you know, I wasn't killed off in Sharknado 3, so there's always
chance. But we all want you to get 8.
That I could reprise my role as a sweaty Florida tourist. And I was last week at one of the theme parks, kind of sharpening my skills, working on my chops, doing just that, playing a sweaty Florida tourist. So I could be called up, but I have not been, you know, their people have not talked to my people, as far as I know, just yet. But I don't think filming started for Sharknado 4. So, yeah, feel free to reach out to the folks at Asylum Productions and tell them that you demand to see Greg the Dive Master eaten in Sharknado 4, and maybe they'll call me up. And I won't take their call because I'm not sure if I want to do that. You know, when I did it last time, it's kind of like, you know, you did it, been there, done that. You know, could it really be any better than it was? I don't know.
Oh yes, you're going to get 8.
If I was eating,
I'd like to see Greg throw up a corn dog in the water fountain after getting off a ride.
Well, I don't know how that would tie into the new the Sharknado.
But you're so good at that. I've seen you do that before.
Well, I had the nickname of the Chunkster back in the day. So, you know, I mean, there's always that possibility. It could happen. Yeah, I have no idea what the even storyline is going to be, let alone if they'll have a storyline this time for Sharknado. But we'll monitor it accordingly and see where it goes from there. Now, another story that I wanted to dive into today is something that we have mentioned before, but I haven't really talked a lot about it because I honestly didn't quite get it. I didn't quite understand where this was coming from, and honestly, I thought it was a big hose, just like Sharknado, for that matter. But it ends up there could be some legitimate elements to this this device. I don't know. It's called the Triton Artificial Gill Rebreather. Now, I know Jerry the Diver Guy has seen this. You saw this, right? This thing.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like, I think you were even one of the guys who initially emailed me about this. And I've gotten this from a lot of scuba radio listeners. Like, Craig, do you see this? Ooh, this is going to be a game changer for the dive industry. And it basically looks like that James Bond mouthpiece deal from I don't know which Bond movie it was, but it was, you know, with the older guy. What's his name? Sean Connery. Yeah, and he stuck this little mouthpiece with two little CO2 cartridges on it and stuck it in his mouth and dove like a scuba diver. And like, oh, you know, and so sure enough, there's a guy or a group that claims to have come up with a similar type device that they've called the Triton Gill Rebreather that actually takes oxygen from the surrounding water and converts it or extracts it out of the water column into some breathable gas that you can use and breathe underwater like a fish or something. And it looks a little like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. And when it came out a couple years ago, it's been a couple years, I'd say, most of the people on the internet said this was a big hoax. This doesn't make any sense. This is one of those, you know, urban legend type deals. Someone's trying to yank our air hose here, right? Well, it ends up that now some more videos have come out on this thing. And this guy from South Korea, who's supposedly the scientific genius that came out with this, and a buddy or two of his, have opened up an Indigo campaign, you know, like a GoFundMe thing. And they've already well eclipsed their goal. So people are funding this project, and there's videos of them using it, supposedly a prototype and all this stuff. And it looks like it's getting a little bit more traction, like maybe this actually does exist. I don't know. And I will tell you, it's still up in the air. You know, if you like Snopes it. And look it up on Snopes. They still say it's mixed. They're not saying it's a total hose. They're saying now that, well, maybe there's a chance this guy really does have this device and that it could come to market, but they're not convinced that it actually exists either and that it actually could be a big hose still. And maybe it'll culminate with April Fool's Day. I don't know, because it seems to have kind of picked up steam the last few weeks. Have you seen this, Jerry? Have you?
I'm watching it right now. They're in a swimming pool with it.
So. Right, right. Yeah, and you know, the thing they point out that looks a little suspicious is in the swimming pool, the video clips, you know, they say you could take this thing down for 45 minutes on a full charge, but in the video clips, they're down for like 40 seconds. And any free diver can do, you know, a free dive for 2 to 3 minutes. So until they show an uncut video of someone swimming on this thing for 45 minutes straight, I think there's going to be suspicion that this is just a big hose job and someone's just yanking our air hose here. What do you think, Bubble Boy?
Well, I did find some interesting stuff on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
It's called Like a Fish Technologies out of Israel, and they are using a centrifuge causing low pressure at the center where dissolved air comes out of the water. So they're working on an artificial gill too.
Well, I mean, there's been talk of this. There's you know, there's been air crystals that suck air out of water. There has been some, you know, the loosely based scientific stuff, you know, incorporated in this. And when you look at the Indigo campaign for this Triton rebreather deal, I mean, it looks pretty legit. You know, especially if you're not really digging too deep on it. But, you know, when I talk to my, you know, dive friends and even, you know, what I know about diving and rebreathers and stuff, I mean, this definitely, if it does work, it is a technology we've never seen before, that's for sure. And there's reason to have some concern that this is legit. I will say on the upside of it, in this Indigo thing, it says that the device will only work down to like 12 feet. So it isn't going to replace scuba diving, even if it does exist. But if it could go 45 minutes and you can breathe off this thing down to 12 feet for 45 minutes, that is a game changer, no doubt. I don't know. I got my suspicions. And but then on the other side of the coin, why? Why would you hose us like this? You know, so I don't know. I don't know what to think of this. And I can't get much more, you know, I can't get anything beyond that to find out whether or not this thing is actually a real product that's going to come to market or we're just being hosed.
You know, Greg, you're actually
maybe you need
it.
To reach out to these guys and have them on a radio.
Well, I would. I mean, once again, the guys in South Korea, if anybody knows the guy, have them call me. You know, we'll definitely talk to them and find out. But, I mean, I haven't seen any interviews with them other than the stuff we've seen on the internet. So that's what makes me a little more suspicious as well. You know, it just looks a little shaky, you know. Not that I'd ever question anything that popped up on the internet. I mean, you know, if it's on the internet, it's true, correct? Yeah, you're with me on that, I'm sure.
You might see them the next time you see them. It may be on the commercial buy one now for $19.99, and we'll ship a second one to you for free.
Well, they have that as part of their Indigo campaign for sure. Yeah,
if it fails to work, you can return it. If you can return it,
well, maybe, and it's $2.99. It's $300. So
just give me a spare air and we'll be done.
Yeah, exactly. We got Vinny two tanks. We don't need one of these things, right, Vinny?
The greatest invention.
Yeah.
Spare.
Exactly.
Air.
We've been effective for 35 years.
Yeah. So why bother with something that, might kill you or doesn't exist? We got something that has a pretty good track record, probably about the same size as this device looks like, actually. So, I don't know. But interesting. To say the least. And there you go. That's all I know about it for now. If you know anything else, if you're in the know and you know these guys, or something that we don't, please do let us know. You can email us info@scubaradio.com, or better yet, just go to the scubaradio.com homepage and click on the tab that says Get on the Air on the right side of the page there, and you can file a report. Matter of fact, we got one we're going to share with everybody next from last week's show that Crockett dialed in with. So feel free to take advantage of that little feature. We'll do that. And also, if we're lucky, check in with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Get a dive report from Honduras.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/mystory. That's PADI.com/mystory. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of what I do, right? Come on. Give me a break.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
Okay. You insist. All right, last week, Crockett took advantage of that little feature I told you about on the homepage at scubaradio.com, where you can get on the air and let's see what he wants to know or what he has to say.
Hey, Greg, it's Crockett, man. I haven't talked to you in a while. Just listening to your show today. I just wanted to let you know that I'm heading down to Costa Rica at the end of June and looking forward to diving Catalina Islands down there. I noticed that the aggressor fleet's going to start doing a liveaboard down in the Catalinas and the Bad Islands in Costa Rica.
Hmm.
That sounds like that could be fun and way interesting.
Yeah. I would agree.
Hopefully, I'll see some of the big critters that I'm looking forward to seeing, like whale sharks and the giant Pacific mantis.
Hmm.
So, just figure I'd drop a line and say, hey.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
You got it, buddy. Well, I appreciate that, Crockett. The giant mantis. I didn't know they had those down there in Costa Rica.
But that apparently,
sounds,
they do.
That sounds kind of creepy. You know, I'm thinking the ant, you know, the insects.
Oh.
Giant mantis.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
And Godzilla, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of has that whole Jurassic Park look to it.
It's Costa Rica.
Yeah, could happen. It could happen. I kind of doubt it. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, but maybe he can report back to us and let us know what he saw down there. That actually is one of the few places on the planet, believe it or not, that I have not been, that is on my list, that is a very popular diving area of the world, and that'd be Costa Rica. I've wanted to go there and do the you know, Cocos Islands and all that kind of stuff. I've heard about it. We've talked about it on the show before, but it is one of the places that I have not been able to figure out a way to get down to and dive. Not super accessible if you take a liveaboard. And some of the, I'd rather go down there and do a land-based operation type thing myself. And actually spend time like that. But I don't really know the lowdown as far as that. There's a couple of dive operators I see from that part of the world at some of the shows, and maybe we'll connect, or, you know, maybe we ought to reconnect with them at Beneath the Sea. I don't know, Jerry, you haven't done that, have you? You've never done anything.
Nope.
No. Is that on your list,
nope,
too?
I would love to go to Cocos.
Yeah. What about you, Vinny? Vinny, have you been to that part of the world, Costa Rica, or no?
I've been there 6 times.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've been there, but I never dove.
Leave it to Vinny.
Well, it is. It's a very rainforest-type kind of place where you can go and do zip lining and all kinds of adventure-type sports, right?
See dinosaurs.
Yeah, I was doing, I was surfing, and I was indoor surfing and outdoor surfing.
Wait a minute. You were indoor surfing and outdoor surfing. Please explain. What do you mean?
Well, I thought you'd get the joke, but.
What in coaster indoor surfing? What is he talking about? What
I was indoor body surfing.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they call it down the islands? Getting your freak on
Hope
in Costa
you didn't
Rica?
Have to paddle out too far.
Oh boy.
He was in the shallows.
I bet he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, but were you down there doing like surfing? Because surfing naturally is a real thing down there.
Yeah, I actually went down there just to hang out. I just loved it. It's a really great place to visit. It's very safe there.
Yeah,
it's been safe for years.
Well,
the island of
Cocos, I believe, isn't that what they use for Jurassic Park? The island when they go to Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
yeah. So it is very rainforest like. And that kind of thing, as far as the interior of the island. Am I right or no?
Oh, yeah. It's all. Once you get outside the capital, it's like any third world South American, Central American country. Once you get outside the capital, it's all agrarian and forest and small villages.
Right. So when you went there, though, you didn't dive. You just did that. You just did a land-based thing and did hiking and some surfing and stuff right there on the beach or whatever? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, you get there, you have to, it's a 2-hour drive to get to the Pacific coast.
Yeah, okay.
And so I would go, I'd meet some friends, we'd rent a car and head out to the coast.
I gotcha. So it is better, if you're going to do diving, you would probably want to do a liveaboard if that really was the main thing you want to do, because it's a little too far from the hotels and things, from the interior, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the liveaboards are best. You and I both know that.
Well, true.
But there is land-based, they do have land-based diving. They do have land-based resorts in all the towns along the coast.
But in your six trips to Costa Rica, that was not something you worked out, though, huh?
I just got, I was just busy doing other things.
He got tied up.
Body surfing. Yeah.
Yes. Well, indoor.
Is it Cocos Island well known for their hammerhead shark?
Yeah. That's the big shark island. It's where Stan Waterman used to film some stuff.
Oh, Greg, we got to go.
The man who
is it the scallop?
Love sharks.
Is it the scallop hammerhead, or which hammerhead is it?
They have the big schools of sharks. That's what they're known for, where they blanket the ocean bottom.
Yeah.
And I've seen this video. You Google it, and you find it on YouTube. And they literally, you could lay down in a school of hammerhead sharks, and they'll just like swim over you like a speed bump. Hopefully. You don't want to. Yeah, exactly. You know, so you're just a speed bump to the hammerhead sharks. It'd make a terrible movie.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know it'll be done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hollywood will come up with some excuse to screw it all up. But hey,
maybe a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, maybe it'll be in Jurassic Park 4. Which one are we on? We'll find one. But anyway, all right. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of the Big Show. Till next time. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward for sweater.
Drag. Same time, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.